This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defence production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached nearly 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, which is 16.8% higher than the value of production of the previous financial year. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said the Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Singh congratulated the industry, including defence public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, manufacturing defence items and the private industry. He said the government is committed to create a more conducive regime for developing India as a leading global defence manufacturing hub. The Defence Ministry said of the total value of production in 2023-24, about 79.2% has been contributed by defence public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, and 20.8% by the private sector. The data shows that in terms of absolute value, both DPSUs, PSUs, and the private sector have recorded a steady growth in defence production. The Labour Party has registered a landslide victory in UK's parliamentary election. Party leader Keir Starmer is set to become Britain's next Prime Minister, defeating incumbent Premier Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. Labour Party swept to power after more than a decade in the opposition. As per the latest data, Labour has won 410 of the 650 seats as counting of votes continued. In his victory speech, 61-year-old Starmer said people voted for it and change begins now. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak took the responsibility of the loss in his acceptance speech, saying the British people have delivered a sobering verdict and there is much to learn. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading for the Paris Olympics 2024 later this month. Interacting with the athletes yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the contingent will bring glory to India. The centre has issued guidelines for funding of testing facilities, infrastructure and institutional support for development of standards and regulatory framework under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has said the scheme will be implemented with a total budgetary outlay of 200 crore rupees till the financial year 2025-26. The scheme is to be implemented by the National Institute of Solar Energy. It will support identification of the gaps in the existing testing facilities for components, technologies and processes in the value chain of green hydrogen and its derivatives. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said India has made tremendous gains in improving the survival chances of mother and children and at a much faster pace than the global average. Mr. Nadda was addressing virtually the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health Board meeting held in Geneva. The minister appreciated the long-standing commitment of the board towards women, children and adolescents. He remarked that the partnerships and initiatives undertaken have laid a robust foundation for the future. In Odisha, all arrangements for the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan in the pilgrim town of Puri have reached the final stage. Last-minute touches are now being given for smooth conduct of the mega annual festival beginning from this Sunday. Given the convergence of key rituals like Navajobana Darshan, Netra Utsav and the Gundicha Yatra on Sunday, the Sri Jagannath Temple Administration has called for collective cooperation from stakeholders to facilitate timely rituals and the successful culmination of the festival. In Assam, the flood situation has deteriorated further due to relentless rain. More than 21 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of northeast India for today and tomorrow. The Weather Department said a cyclonic circulation lies over northeast Rajasthan and a trough runs from northeast Rajasthan to Bangladesh. The Indian women's cricket team will clash with South Africa in the first match of the three-match T20 international series at Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.